You are listening to George Powell on 92 FM.
Jill Black here with you on Phoenix Radio 90.2 VHF.
I'm not going to bore you with small talk. I'm going to play music strictly.
At the time, I was a music journalist writing for a newspaper called Black Echoes. I was invited to do a pirate radio show. I lasted 40 minutes before the DTI began banging on the door. I had to escape out of the back window with my records. Yes, literally. It was my first experience of pirate radio. It was exciting. I managed to hold on to my records. And fortunately, I wasn't very good, so the audience weren't missing much. But then I joined other pirate radio stations. I joined London Weekend Radio. I joined JFM.
J for Jazz.
JFM.
F for Phone.
JFM.
M for Music.
JFM.
Don't abuse it, don't abuse it. It's the hottest music.
Elaine Smith, you're smiling as he recounts all of that because it was your world too.
Yes, absolutely. I remember Luxembourg, Radio Luxembourg. I was very much a pause pusher myself. A pause pusher back then was somebody who used to sit next to the radio, wait for the DJ to stop talking and then press play and record so that you could hear the tunes, record the tunes.
So illegally.
You might add.
Yeah, you weren't allowed to record off the radio.
Well,
were you?
We weren't allowed to be pirates either, but you just did what you had to do, you know, for the love of the music. And let's face it, it's part of our culture.
How's it come to this?
Oh, oh, oh.
Original pirate material.
You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
Make yourself at home.
For me, I wasn't really thinking about being caught. I was just really excited about the fact that here is some music that I love and I'm able to share it. And that was the excitement for me. In our camp, a couple of people did go to jail for broadcasting.
Which seems extraordinary, doesn't it, now, when everyone's on social media and broadcasting anything they want.
I mean, the attraction for us definitely wasn't, you know, being an outlaw, you know, being that definitely wasn't the thrill. You know, we were literally a group of friends who wanted to share music with other people. But there was all of this fantastic music we were being totally deprived of. We were being fed this grim diet of insipid pop music.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far because I love my Kylie Simon and the rest of it. I just think
there was so much more.
Kissy's Night Spot at 43 Peckham High Street, London South East 15, is London's top soul, funk and jazz club.
I think a lot of people assume that pirate radio is something from really the quite distant past now.
Well, I mean,
it's Radio Caroline and all the rest of it. Actually, it was going on all through.
The original pirates, I mean, those guys were absolute pioneers, and they were sort of providing an alternative to the sort of traditional plum-in-the-mouth BBC output. And it was just, they were absolutely revolutionary. They were just a bunch of excitable, passionate guys just playing all this music that wasn't being played on the BBC. And it was absolutely captivated radio listeners. We were kind of the next generation. We were kind of the black music pirates.
I remember going to record shops like Red Records and the likes of, and discovering Luther Vandross and Anita Baker and people like those who we weren't hearing on a daily basis.
You mentioned Anita Baker. You're saying without pirate radio,
she
would have got no.
No, I don't believe so, because we played it with a passion. It wasn't, you know, these people weren't people that we knew about before. It was our own listening ears, and we bought music from the heart, didn't we? And then we'd play it to our audience.
Pirate radio DJs played what they wanted to play.
Mm.
So they were able to talk about it with a lot more passion, a lot more authority. There was no programming. There was no being told what to say, what to do. So they were able to be better broadcasters. It was just much more exciting radio.
Lindsay Wesker and Elaine Smith as well. Thanks both.
Thank you.